Welcome back to Making a Murder Mystery. I knew her taste in coffee, her favorite songs, and her morning urinary schedule, but was it possible to work beside someone every morning for 2 years and not know that they were a cold-blooded mascot murderer? The Canon Winter Games mascot Waskasu was missing, and Alyssa was charged with his murder. But where was the evidence? Where was the body? Does a mascot costume even count as a body? There's so many questions left unanswered, and I needed to get to the bottom of it. So I spoke with arresting officer Shelley Schulte. Hello, Shelley. If that is your real name.
Hello, Jamie.
Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice out.
It is rather nice out, isn't it?
Is there a point to this interview? Because I'm really busy.
Oh, right, of course. I'm here about the mascot murder. What led you to arrest Alyssa?
On the night of October 28th, we received an anonymous tip that Alyssa was responsible for the murder of Waskasu. We searched her apartment and found evidence that led to her arrest.
Ooh, evidence. Yes, of course, evidence.
Our forensics team discovered a tuft of fur from the Waskasu costume, and we found what we believe to be the murder weapon, a bloody 2019 Canada Winter Games pin.
Whoa.
If you have more information that could lead to the conviction of Alyssa Patrician, please call 1-800-222-TIPS or go to p3tips.com. You could be eligible for a reward.
Well, it sounded like an open and shut case. A quick Big 105 murder mystery this year. Next hour on Making a Murder Mystery, I went to see Alyssa and give her the bad news. She was going to the big house.